Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loves me. Hallelujah to your holy name, to your righteous name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father God, we want to say thank you for bringing us through the midnight hours. Father God, as you have commanded us to rise and to shine in this brand new day that you have made, this is your day, Father. Every day is your day. It is your creation. It is new mercies that you bestow, Father God, upon us, Father God. And we are grateful for it, Father. Father God, with a heart full of gratitude, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your love, your grace, your wisdom, your mercies, your kindness, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you, Father. Father God, as we rise and shine, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us on this day. Father, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare and declare and decree that absolutely no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for life, for health, and for strength. And thank you for another day to serve in your kingdom, another day to draw closer to you, another day to line up with purpose and to line up with destiny. We thank you for our listening audience across the globe. We thank you for these men and these women who trust us with the gospel, Father God, as they come to the table to be fed. And we say thank you for feeding us, Father, because you are the bread of life. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We say thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the longevity of this ministry. Thank you for the fruitfulness of this ministry. Thank you for the endurance of this ministry. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for everything, God, because every good and perfect gift coming from above. We thank you for the young woman and her husband that will be coming forth of Father God on today, of Father God, or shall we say the young man and his wife. We just want to thank you for the couple working together in ministry, working together as one, not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, knowing that it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And so, Father God, we thank you for them as they come. And, Father God, that they might be used for your highest glory. And we bless you and we magnify you. So, Father God, now we just want to embrace the goodness of this day. We want to thank you for it and surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. And it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom as I bring you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. If this is your first time with us, please have a seat at the table. We notice that our audience in China is increasing. Amen. And so we thank all of our new listeners in China, but not only in China, all across the globe, all across the globe. We thank you for being here with us, and thank you for trusting us to deliver unto you the unadulterated gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. All right. Amen. We are still moving forward in our prayer power. Amen. Series. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to run it till the Lord say stop. Amen. Glory be to God. And we pray that you are being blessed. Amen. By all of the pure teachings, the preachings. Amen. The different expressions. Amen. That have come forth over the last several weeks. Amen. And prayer power. Amen, amen, and amen, because there is power in prayer. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Before I introduce to you the couple this morning that will be coming forth to bring us what thus saith the Lord, we want to play, amen, our introduction on this morning.
Prayer is a spiritual weapon that enables us to access the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a guided missile. Prayer transcends boundaries and knows no limits. Prayer overrides the enemy and it exposes his agenda. It is in the place of prayer that the will of God is enforced and that his kingdom is made manifest on earth and among men. That is why in Luke chapter 11, verse 2, Jesus instructs us, pray that thy kingdom come and let thine will be done. He didn't say preach or sing that thy kingdom come. He said pray that thy kingdom come. Prayer power.
What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. This morning, amen, it gives me, amen, great pleasure, amen, to introduce this couple, amen. They are such a lovely couple. They just exuberate the light of God, the love of God, the fellowship of God. They're happy people. They're happy in themselves. They're happy in their marriage. They're happy in their work in the kingdom. They work together. It is very rare that you see one of them without seeing the other. Amen. And so they are an item. They roll together. And so we want to thank God for them. Amen. And their first love is for the Lord's kingdom, the Lord's work, the Lord's word. And so they are truly an example of Christianity, truly an example of love, loving the brethren. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, when you have love one for another. And especially in today's time, because you have so many couples in divorce court cheating on one another. I mean, we know what's going on in the world. Or maybe we don't know. We don't even want to know, because what we do know is enough. And what we do know is too much. But here to have such a godly example of what it means to be one in Christ. Amen. So we want to thank God for their work. Thank God for their walk. Thank God, amen, for their help. And they are prayer warriors also, and they are coming this morning to bring us the word. However, they're going to do it. They're going to do it as a couple, so they have their own agenda. All right? So we are about to give them the floor and let them rip. Amen. So this morning, amen, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our brother David Richardson, amen, and our sister Gwendolyn Richardson. Both of them are ministers, amen, glory be to God, and because they're both disciples and just loving on God, amen. And so all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, amen. So let us receive them this morning for their grace and for their abilities on today. Brother and sister Richardson, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, we
all
are.
All right, all right. We hear you loud and clear. Amen. Thank you for being here this morning. And the floor is yours.
And I thank you so much. We both thank you so much. And God is certainly good. And before I even start and begin, you know, always start off with the love of God and the grace of God and just all that he's restore and upon my life as well as my husband's and yours, the family, the world, and all the fullness thereof and all that dwells there. And God, we just thank you this morning, God, as you allow us to come this morning, God, just to greet you in holiness, God. You said that we reservate and we affirm you as soon as we get up in the morning and give you glory and give you honor, God. And I reverence you this morning the rest of my life, me and my husband, God. I always say us together because we are us. We are one because Jesus said in his word that when two come together, they should come together as one. And touch and agree happen to a walk together. They don't touch and agree. So, Lord, I give you glory and honor for that, Father. And you also said it's a great mystery where two become together as one. So I give you glory and honor for that also, God. And as I continue, Lord, from the bottom of my heart, Father, the anointing that I know that you have put on me and in him and my husband David and Pastor Bradford and Apostle Bradford, my friend. And, oh, God, we can talk about anything, and I just love her dearly. I love the whole prayer line. The prayer line is just gorgeous. And I love my family. I love my children. I love my neighbors, God. I love even enemies, whoever they are. It doesn't matter because I know God has conquered everything, and I give him glory and honor this morning. And God, before I even start, me and David always start off with a song, where, as you say, become. Come to you with songs and prayers and hymns and songs and many other things, God, that your glory is unto you. And we want to just say, to God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. For the wonderful things you have done for me. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To our God be the glory. For the wonderful things you have done for us. To God be the glory. Yes, Lord. To God be the glory. Oh, to my God be the glory for the wonderful things you have done for me. And God, you have been awesome, and you are awesome, and I thank you this morning. I was very excited when Pastor Bradford called me and asked me, would I do prayer power? And I love praying anyway. I love meeting people on the street or wherever God has me to speak, open up my mouth. I don't care if it's a smile. I don't care if it's a hug. I don't care if it's a joke. I can feel his presence. And I just give you honor and glory this morning, Lord. So honored to do prayer power. Listening to my other co-laborers and other sisters and brothers as they went before me, it was just awesome. I mean, I got inspiration for each word that was spoken, every testimony that was spoken and said. Also, the lifting of your wonderful word and the power of your word, the mercy of your word, the grace of your word, the happiness of your word, the joy of your word, whatever it was said, God, I give you glory and honor this morning, along with everybody that is listening. Now, as God gave me this, start off saying, praise is what I do. I'll say it again. Praise is what I do. Praise is power, and power is to praise. I like doing poetry. I do poetry. And this is what the Lord gave me. P is prosperity. R is real and has reality. A is adoration. Y is yearning. E is everlasting, wanting all of God's righteousness. And Lord, I just thank you for that because it's meaning prosperity is real and it definitely has reality. I know it's real. You're real. I know A, it stands for adoration. I adore you, God, no matter what situation, whatever I go through or whatever I hear from others. Why I do, letter Y, keeps me yearning. I always yearn for your word. I always love reading your word. I always love studying your word. Lord, I thank you for that. E, it definitely is everlasting, wanting everything that you had said in your word. I know you said we can't attain it all, but I know what I do attain, Lord. I give you glory and honor for that. So I have no excuse for anything because I know I can come to you in that power of prayer. Or I know you're righteous. You're a righteous, holy, omnipotent, powerful God, and I thank you for that, God. I thank you for your righteousness, God, how you moved many things and obstacles out of my life and around me and through me, Lord. So I know it's all real, all coming from you, and I give you glory now through the power of prayer and the prayer power. As I was continuing on to study, it said, don't never, ever, ever stop praying. Jesus always stayed in prayer, especially unto and our wonderful Father. Why is it so important to God to always pray? God uses our prayer to accomplish his will. Through prayer, God allows us to be involved in his work that will go on forever. Praise you, Lord. What is the most powerful prayer in the Bible? Jesus' prayer and the Lord's prayer. That's in Matthew 6, 9 to 13. Prayer changes all things. This is our reasonable service for all Christians to do. Walk with Jesus. You will never be lost, and you will never be alone. My God, my God. And the intimacy with God. Let God shine in all your problems. Oh, taste the good Lord and see all of his goodness and wonderful love. Now, as I went on, prayer helps you to develop relationship with God, just like your parents here on earth. Your Heavenly Father wants to hear from you and to talk to you always. And I thank God for that because I know I always have the opportunity with the three wonderful children that I have, the five wonderful grandchildren and nieces, nephews, the prayer line, it goes on like an energizer. And I love talking with them. We touch and agree and things they share with me, things I share with them. But I know the power of prayer. I always tell them, let's stop and let's pray. See what God has to say about anything that we're going through. And I learned that through the year and still learning, as Denise Jackson will say, I'm still learning also myself, and I give God the glory for that power. Prayer focuses us on good, on God, and not ourselves or other people. Real power comes from our God, not our humanistic abilities or talents. So, Lord, I just thank you for the gift, whatever gift it is. I claim it because I know good, perfect gifts come from above, and I know that love is one of the powerful one of all of your teachings, to love you with all our heart, mind, and soul, love you one another, and I thank you, God, for that. God answers prayers. When you have the joy in your heart, when you have the joy in your heart, when you have the joy in your heart, the joy of God and Jesus in your heart, even when you're right or wrong, Jesus will help you the most, even when you make mistakes. Tell or ask God to help you. God answers prayers because he sees and he knows you from your head to your toes. When God loves you, it is the truth. You will believe forever and always. God knows all things. And yes, he do. And now, Lord, I thank you for whatever's in my heart. I know I can come to you. I know I can yield. I know I can bow. I know I can surrender. I know that you will go in the inner being of my whole being. And I know you will straighten all things out. I give you glory for that. And I love the joy that you give me, Lord, even when I be downtrodden or even sometimes honestly might be weary about a situation or somebody or praying with somebody or about somebody or something or whatever, God. I know the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'll start singing songs. I'll start singing hymns. I'll start meditating. I'll start concentrating. I'll start doing all the things that I know through the Holy Spirit that you have taught me. From the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you give me angels, and you give me prayer partners, and you give me my husband, and you give me my children, and you give me this prayer line, my church family. It goes on and on and on. Now, let your prayer will keep on turning and burning. Don't let anyone stop it. I'll say that again. Let your prayer will keep on turning and burning. Don't let anyone stop it. No storms can sink your boat. No storms can sink your boat. Walk in faith, and you'll never walk alone. Pray, 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 pray until you detach it. That's what Pastor T.D. Jake says. But Jesus said, pray without ceasing. And I thank you, God, for that, as I learned, too, and still learn. Learning the things of God and how when I pray, I don't stop. It seems like I even go to him even faster. He said, go quickly to the throne of grace. So, Lord, I thank you for that, Lord, and I thank you so much for all the continuing prayer. Like you said, prayer power and power is prayer. Now, as I continue on in prayer power, be a woman with a prayer life with lots and lots and tons of plans with both. Let God always lead you or us. I'll say that one again. Be a woman with a prayer life with lots and lots of tons of plans, but with both, let God always lead you or us. Now, this beautiful phrase I got is from my daughter, Tavira. I seen it on her app, and I just loved it. I fell in love with the words itself, and I'm just repeating it out so others can hear. God wants you to hear as well as he allowed me to be seated. As I go on, always have faith and always stay in the power of prayer. Pray about everything and worry about nothing. Worrying is arrogant. God knows what he is doing. Now, that I do go over so I can examine myself. pray about everything, worry about nothing. Worry is arrogant. God knows what he is doing. And every time I read about worry is arrogant, God knows what he's doing, it comes on my inspiration in the morning. Every morning it has this. So, Lord, I just thank you. If I do worry, because sometimes you think you don't, you can deceive yourself and you can be deceived. So a lot of times God blesses us to go deep and check ourselves. So we be lined up to the word of God. Now, as I went on, God taught me 8 keys to prayer. 1, know to whom you are speaking. 2, thank him for everything, my God. 3, ask for God's will. 4, say what you need, my God. 5, ask for forgiveness. Oh, you know that's powerful. 6, pray with a prayer partner or friend or whoever God chooses or whoever he bless you to choose. And definitely memorize scriptures. Pray honestly and thought, word, honesty indeed with all your heart. When you pray, focus on him more than your request, because God uses us for what we are, not where we are. He knows everything about each and every one of us and all of his creation. He made us personally for himself. Saying that one again. He made us personally for himself, just to always glorify him for himself also. So I always say glory, glory, glory be to God, because God is glory. And a song, a prayer I got from Psalms 91. It's the Heavenly Father, thank you for your continuing presence with us. Thank you for your almighty wings, which cast an impenetrable show of protection. Thank you for going before us and covering us from behind. Thank you for choosing to be in our midst, for lifting our burdens and securing the heavenly place you have prepared for us. Your divine words bring so much hope and comfort to our hearts. Remind us daily of your strength, and may we always see glimpses of your infallible is no error. There's no error in the word of God. There's no error in anything God says. And blessings as we seek your face throughout all of our days. Victory and salvation are found in you. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen. And toward the end, what is the most powerful prayer ever? It is called the Jesus Prayer, and it consists of simply of uttering the single word, Jesus. I'll say that one again. It is called the uttering single word, Jesus, or Lord Jesus, or Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. And that's something that God bless me always say. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on them. Have mercy on thee. I go on, and Lord just lifts me up on that. And because we are sinners, we have been sinners in any situation, at any time, any place, whether loud or silent, we can say these things to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Almighty. What are the 3 powerful prayers? 1, the power of protection. 2, the power of transformation. 3, the power of restoration. Now, we know the power of protection. When we go out, we always pray that God will protect over us. He will protect our family. He will protect our enemies. He will protect whoever we are around. I thank you, God, for that. The power of transformation, how he just transformed us from the old to the new. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. We're no longer the same. We are new creatures in Christ. Lord, I thank you, God, for transforming me from the top of my head to the crown of soul of my very God. It goes on like an energizer with you, Lord. I give you glory and honor as I continue. The prayer of restoration is nothing like to be restored in the word of God, just knowing that even when we go through trials and we go through tribulations, we ask God to restore us restore us back to where we need to be. Because if we don't notice and we don't take examination of ourselves, we don't even know what we need to be restored about. So I give God the glory for all of that. Because what you or I do for Christ will last, not man, not people, not places or things, but God. Put God first in all what you say or do. I guarantee you, you will be a better person and one happy, happy person when you do this. And I know that I found that to be true. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I know it. I can think about a song. I can say it. I can think about a scripture. I can see somebody else's spiritual gifts. I can see my husband's. I can see my children's. I can see yours, Pastor Bradford, hearing Erica this morning, early in the morning, and just hearing you. And it goes on as I see and hear other people as well. I give God the glory, glory, glory. Amen. And something that we always say now, and I hear it, is that feed your faith and starve your doubts. So we must starve our doubts because there's so much going on in the world. And God tells us not to look to the east, not to look to the west, look to the hills where all of our help and our strength come from. And I always think about Philippians, finally, brothers, think on these things. When I think of the goodness of God and I think of his glory and I think of all the wonderful things that he has done for the world, it gives me happiness. It gives me joy. And y'all excuse me because I'm being filled up and I'm always filled, but I release it because I release it in the cries of the righteous. He said that he'll take care of the cries of the righteous. And I just give you glory and honor, God, as you continue to bless this prayer line, God. Everybody that's listening, God, I lift them up to you. You know everybody. I don't. I only know the one that you put in my way. I know the ones that you put in my heart. I know the ones that you put in my mind. I know the ones that you put in my soul, God. But you see everything. You look high and you look low, and you see everything all over the world, God. You see everything at one time, Lord. So I give you glory and honor, God. I ask you to bless my son right now to match the name of Jesus as we speak, God. Lift him up, God, for his mind, his heart, his soul, and my granddaughter, God, and so many other young people, God. And you know how we love young people, God, just watching them and see the new growth that you put in them, God, singing and praying and praising and, oh, God, so many other things, God, that you have showed us, God. But we give you glory for honor for everything, Lord, and I truly love you with all of my heart. And, Lord, I pray for my comrade, my son-in-law. His son got shot 3 or 4 times or 6, right? But I'm just telling some of the stories. But, Lord, I lift them up to you right now and ask everybody that is listening to lift them up in the matchless name of Jesus, cover them with the blood. And we know because it could have been worse, Lord, but we know that you are a healer. We know you are a protector. We know that you're all that you have put in me to say this morning, Lord. And I give you honor. I give you glory. And I just love you so much, and I love my husband and people, everything, God, because I know love is the greatest thing of all, and I know love is a healer, and the power of prayer is real. Everybody, you know it's real. I know it's real. And if you don't know, you're going to get to know, because God's going to show us everything. In Jesus' name, amen. To God be the glory. And my husband, now I want to share a verse from the Bible. Thank y'all. God bless you.
Hey, good morning. That's me and say, are you disappointed? Are you despair? Are you I'm gonna say, just go to the book of Colossians, and it will fill your heart. I'm going to Colossians 4, verses 4-9. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Let the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatsoever things is true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are sure, pure, whatsoever things are lovely, mm-hmm. whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtues, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Thank you, Lord, for this morning. sharing our hearts and our minds with you, Lord, about your goodness and your grace and your mercy and things that we can do when we find ourselves not sure, disappointed, or despair, looking for help. We can always go to you, Lord, because you're always there. You never leave us and you never forsake us. And you say these things in your word. And we do try to hold you to them, Lord. We know, Lord, that you're more all-powerful and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We ask you to continue to be there for us when we need you, Lord. Let the rain rain on us. Let the sun shine down on us. Let's have a beautiful summer in Jesus' name. And let's see if you can stop all the violence that's going on out there. Let's put our hearts and minds towards each other. Try to love each other and care for each other. Stop having so much hatred. We thank you, Lord, for just this time we lost to have come together. Once again, I say, if you are disappointed and you're desperate for help, turn to the Lord. I thank you.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen and amen and amen and amen. This is really, really, really beautiful. Amen, Brother and Sister Richardson. Amen. What an example. Amen for all married couples, single people. Amen. Working in harmony. Amen. Sister Gwendolyn, we saw you in rare form this morning. Amen. As you came forth with so much confidence. I've just never seen you so on point. Amen. Glory be to God. And such a wholesome teaching. I mean, you preach. You taught, but you preached this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank you and your husband for that song, To God Be the Glory. We want to thank God for your acronym on prayer, prosperity, reality, admiration, yearning, everlasting, and righteous. We want to thank God, amen, for all the wonderful bullet points. God uses our prayer to accomplish his will. How our relationship in God is developed through prayer, and prayer focuses on God and not on other people and not on ourselves. And then you really hit it. Said God answers prayer. And then you talked about, amen, we must know to whom we belong, giving thanks to God, God's will, saying what we need, forgiveness, having a prayer partner, and memorizing scriptures. And then you really summed it up when you talked about the power of protection, transformation, and restoration. My God, that was a college course. Go ahead, doctor. We'll give you your doctorate degree. Amen. But we want to thank God, amen, for a very, very complete and wholesome presentation on prayer. Amen. That was wonderful. Beautiful. And how the two of you put it together and didn't leave anything out. So, amen. I'm excited. Amen. This is definitely a message worth replaying, hearing again, sharing it with our loved ones. Amen. So they might know a little bit more. Amen. About prayer power.
Jesus.
And so we bless the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. So we want you and your husband, amen, or both of you to come back for another minute, maybe two, if you want to share any announcements. You know, your personal life, ministry, business, whatever's going on in your circle, if you desire, you're not under any obligation to do so, but if you desire, come back, you and your husband, and take another minute if you want to share something.
Yes, I do. First, always give an honor to God for everything, and I'm so blessed. You know, Pastor Bradford, it's not even and friends and family, whoever's listening, God is just so good. You know, I when I read and I study the word and the length of time that God has showed me many things, I know the joy first, one of the power of his love first, and turning away from my wicked ways, and how he allowed me to confess, and how he allowed me to surrender all unto him. So Most of the time, I am a happy, happy woman of God. I am a happy, happy wife of God. I'm a happy, happy mother, grandmother, friend, whoever, cousin. I don't care what it is. Always with the Lord, always show me the, like you always say, bullet points. Always see bullet points from people. And when I hit the street and I go out and I go to the gallery a lot, me and David and I, and people know it's when we're coming, not because of us, but the joy of the Lord, because it could be somebody sad, and I always say something that's going to lift them up or make them laugh or make them smile or whatever. And then the favor is so real. When I do go in the store, it's not a time that they will give me a gift before I leave out or I come back, they'll give me a gift. They'll give David a gift. They'll give us a discount or whatever. So I know it's God's glory, and I just thank God so much that he allowed me to have the spirit that I do have. And I like to just love, like God said, just the love. That's the thing I'm thinking about. Just the love, and to forgive and turn. Like he's always reading the scripture, Pastor Bradford, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people was called by my name, will humble itself and pray and turn, and he'll forgive us of our sin. You know, and those scriptures go on and on and on and on to this scripture and that scripture. So that's really where I'm at, and going out meeting other people at different churches and hearing them and their ministering word. I pastor Herb the Third, and so much is going on with a greater Exodus, the street name and Pastor Lutz, the Second Way, that is what it's called. And I was able to attend, and I was just joyous about that and seeing his grandchildren and his wife that was ill all the many years, you know, all that kind of things. I take in my spirit, so I always have a feeding. I always have a good feeding. So it's not too much. I'm going to be downtrodden back because I know God is good and just a wonderful God. And I just love you so much because you're a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman of God. You're real. You're truthful. You're just all that. And I give God glory in your life because he gave you all these blessings. And whoever don't understand, that's for them, because God is good. And in Jesus' name, amen. That's my testimony for life.
Amen. You're such a wonderful person, Sister Gwendolyn. Amen. I love you. I love your husband. Amen. Glory be to God. I love your couple. Amen. And I love you, and we love you, meaning the ministry. Amen. So thank you again. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful presentation. Amen. On this morning, we thank God for the both of you. And continue. You showed off today in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we got to get the two of you cut back. Amen. Like, you know, like real soon. Like maybe again before the month is up. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. If you see my call come in, don't duck and dodge me. And I know you don't. Amen. But y'all did an excellent job. Thank you so much.
Oh,
amen.
God, the Lord. Glory. Thank you again, Brother David.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you for the scripture. Thank you for the song. And thank you for the two of you working together, showing us.
Thank you.
Amen. The way the Lord will have it. This is how
Hallelujah.
The Lord will have it. Amen. The wife
Hallelujah.
And the help for the husband.
Oh,
amen. Hallelujah. And the two of them work side by side. Amen. Hallelujah. This is God's idea. Amen. And
yes.
So you have displayed that.
Yes.
This is full demonstration.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God.
And it's beautiful.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So be encouraged. Be encouraged.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus
and Father
name.
God,
hallelujah.
We bind every spirit of retaliation that will come up against the Richardsons, Father God, for them working in harmony, working in unity, side by side, Father, a man who loves the Lord first and loves his wife, and the wife, Father God, who loves her husband and loves the Lord, working together, not fussing and fighting and on their way to the divorce court, but Father God, just lifting up the name of Jesus in their everyday walk. And so we thank you for this couple. And Father, whatever they have prayed for, may it not be delayed, may it not be denied, but grant them their heart's desires, Father, as they continue to move forward in ministry with full momentum. Open doors of favor for them, Father, that will blow their minds. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen. That's it. This is beautiful. Wasn't it beautiful? Amen. I know the lines are closed, but I hear somebody in the spirit saying, yes. My God, this was like a breath of fresh air. My God, this is so refreshing. This is better than your coffee. As a matter of fact, while you're drinking your coffee this morning, amen, if you're not fasting, yesterday was the holidays messed you up. Amen. Listen to this again. Just listen. Just go back. Go to the website, blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. It's right at the top. You'll see Minister Gwendolyn Richardson. Click the play. Click it. You can click it. You can listen over and over and over. You can also share it with family and friends. Amen and amen. In form of announcements, we will be at the altar of prayer praying today at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. And we invite you to come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray. God uses our prayer to accomplish his will. Can he count on you? Can he count on you? Amen. To develop that relationship, as we shared last night in our Bible study on YouTube. Amen. Glory be to God. About that fellowship with God. That fellowship. Amen. That abiding in him, which is developed through prayer. And you know what? And this morning, the Lord, amen, was trying to get a message to me, and I couldn't understand, but I knew the Lord was trying to tell me something early this morning. And I went into prayer to see what the Lord was saying. And the Lord told me to replay the Bible study last night that we did on YouTube, replay it on social media. That's what the message was, my peace. Soon as I received the revelation, I received the peace of God. Amen. Because God said his people need to know it's praying time, and it's time to know God, and it's time to get right with God. Amen. And a lot of people think they saved and they're not saved. But you can be saved. And if you're not saved, before we give the benediction, come on and give your heart to Jesus. Come on. You heard the man and woman of God crying out, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory be to God. You heard him crying out this morning, amen, in the teaching, in the preaching, in the singing, amen, glory be to God. Give your life to Jesus before it's too late. There's no excuse for you to miss out. There's no excuse for you to bust hell wide open. There's no excuse. It is not God's will that any soul be lost. God don't want it for you, so why do you want it for you? Come on and give your life to Christ. Amen. And all you have to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. You believe and you confess. Why? Because the heart is connected to the tongue. Glory be to God. Say it and mean it. Amen. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. Invite Jesus Christ to come in. Be your Lord. Be your Savior. Glory be to God. Thank him. Amen. For saving you. And ask him to help you now to be a follower. If you don't follow Christ, you're not saved. We broke that down in Bible study. You're not saved. If you're walking in darkness, you're not saved. I don't care how many sinners' prayers you say it. You must, glory be to God, be converted. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Glory be to God. Come on. If you're still practicing sin, you're not saved. You're not saved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you can be saved. You can be saved. Come on. Father, forgive me for all of my sins. I confess them before you right now. I'm godly sorry for breaking your heart. I ask that you would save my soul once and for all, Father, as I invite Jesus to come in my heart, live, rule, reign, forever, forever, and forevermore. And I say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen and amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're a backslider, come on back home. God said he's married to you. Come on back home. Amen. Just turn. This is like the prodigal son. Just turn and say, I'm going home today. I'm going home. I'm going to stop trying to do this thing my way. I'm going to do it God's way. Uh-huh. Because not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom. But he who doeth the will of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to do this thing God's way. The will of God for the glory of God. Because there's a way that seemeth right, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. Meet you at the altar of prayer if you can. Amen. Glory be to God. 12 o'clock at 9 o'clock. And if not, Lord's willing, we'll be right back here again tomorrow morning. Same time, same place, same station. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time as we go out today. We cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. It will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, Father, bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve on today, Father. Hallelujah. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. And amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. My pleasure to serve on today. Everybody have a good one. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Oh, it all.